This is Radio Nepal. I am Seetu Mananda with the news, the headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari in Dolakha to worship at Dolakha Bhimeshwar Temple. Vehicular traffic resumes on Thangko Chitlang Road section. And angry protest erupt after Greece train crash disaster. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has arrived in Dolakha to worship at the famous Dolakha Bhimeshwar Temple. President Bhandari is scheduled to perform puja for about half an hour at Bhimeshwar Temple. President Bhandari was welcomed at Bhimeshwar Temple by Bagmati Province Minister for Economic Affairs and Planning, Jagannath Thapliya, and former Tourism Minister Anand Prasad Pokhrel and others. A public holiday is observed today in the Kosi province on the occasion of its naming. The then province once was named the Kosi province by the province assembly yesterday. According to the notice issued by the Ministry of Internal Affairs and the Law, all the government offices, public entities and educational institutions observe the public holiday today. The Bimal Nagar to Ghasikuwa road section of Tanahu under the Prithvi Highway will be closed for 4 hours every day from today. Under the Muglin Pokhara road expansion plan, the highway is going to be closed for 4 hours every day from 12 PM tonight for the work on that section. Assistant Chief District Officer Kasiram Gaire informed that the section will be closed from 12 PM to 4 AM tonight for safe work on the Muglin Pokhara road section. Muglin Pokhara Road Plan East Section said that other than essential vehicles, other vehicles will be completely closed in that section. Project Chief Narendra Subedi informed that essential vehicles will be operated any time. The road is going to be made 4-lane with the loan support of the Asian Development Bank ADB. Vehicular traffic has resumed on the Thangko Chitlang Road section from today. The District Administration Office, Makwanpur, said transport on this section of the Kanti Highway was suspended for some days for road repair works at Bagmati and Bhattedada of Lalitpur. Vehicles heading towards Hedauda from Balku, Kathmandu have come into operation since the morning today on the road towards Sisneri by Dakshin Kali. The Chief District Officer of Makwanpur, Rajendra De Pandey, said before this, the vehicles plying on Kathmandu-Hetauda route were brought into operation via Kanti Highway. Light vehicles heading towards Hetauda from Bhalku, Kathmandu, would move via Thangko Chitlang route from today till March 24, while vehicles moving towards Kathmandu from Hetauda via Kulekhani would be given continuity in their operation till March 24. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Protests have erupted in Greece over the rail crash which killed 43 people, with many seeing it as an accident that had happened, waiting to happen. Rioters clashed with police outside the headquarters of Hellenic Train in Athens, the company responsible for maintaining Greece railway. Protests were also held in Thessaloniki and the city of Larissa, near where the disaster happened on Tuesday night. The government has said an independent investigation will deliver justice. 3 days of national mourning have been declared across the country following the incident, in which a passenger service crashed head-on into a freight train, causing the front carriages to burst into flame. The front carriages of the passenger train were mostly destroyed. Many of the 350 passengers on board were students in their 20s, returning to Thessaloniki after a long weekend celebrating Greek Orthodox Lent. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said tragic human error was to blame for the disaster. The leaders of China and Belarus have expressed their extreme interest in a peaceful resolution in Ukraine. Chinese President and Belarus leader Alexander Lukashenko, a close ally of Russia's Vladimir Putin, issued the statement after talks in Beijing. Lukashenko said his country fully supports a Beijing plan for ending the war in Ukraine. China announced a plan for peace talks last week, calling for the respect of national sovereignty. The visit comes days after China sent its top diplomat Wang Yi to meet Putin. Lukashenko and Xi's meeting also coincided with a visit by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to Central Asian nations to discuss the Ukraine war. Yesterday, the Belarus state-run news agency, Belta, reported that China and Belarus expressed deep concern about the conflict and extreme interest in the soonest possible establishment of peace in Ukraine. Dozens of girls from 26 schools in Iran are reportedly being treated for poisoning at hospitals after another wave of apparent toxic gas attacks. More than 1,000 students have been affected since November. They have suffered respiratory problems, nausea, dizziness, and fatigue. Many Iranians suspect the poisonings are a deliberate attempt to force girls' school to close. Interior Minister Ahmad Vahidi, who has been tasked by the president with finding the root cause of the poisonings, yesterday dismissed as false a report by Fars News Agency that three people had been arrested. He also accused foreign-based and mercenary groups of taking advantage of the situation to wage psychological war and worry people. Some pupils and parents suggested that schoolgirls may have been targeted for taking part in recent anti-government protests. Iran proves poisoning of almost 700 schoolgirls. Local media and activists said at least 26 schools in 5 cities across Iran were affected by the latest gas poisonings. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain, thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province. Likewise, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. Brief rain, thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Province 1. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Bidya Devi Bhandari in Dolakha to worship at Dolakha Bhimeshwar Temple. Vehicular traffic resumes on Thangko Chitlang Road section and angry protests erupt after Greece train crash disaster. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.